News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Pep Talk's brought to you by Knox Pest Control. They're family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. In the studio with me right now is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. How you doing?
That's a great introduction.
Absolutely. So yeah. I said they're testing me to go between them, the scripting there and also the music. So I don't have a producer like some people. So I understand you were watching the Emmys last night.
Yes. Well, didn't everybody?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I suffered it out to the bitter end.
Oh, yeah? What stood out to you?
Well, full disclaimer, I haven't seen hardly any of those shows. I don't subscribe to, the Netflix and all of those others, Apple Pay. So I hadn't seen any. In fact, I can't remember one that I had seen. So having no dog in the fight, I sort of was more an observer of people. Mm-hmm. And I thought there were a lot of, everybody was so shabbily and plainly dressed. I thought this was kind of occasion where there was a little glamour.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe attitudes have changed and they want to low-key it more. But there were some awfully dressed people, I thought.
Hmm. What were they wearing?
Well,
not in the tux, I'm guessing.
One that I remember was Jimmy Smits. You remember him from...
was that NYPD Blue? Was that one of the shows he was in?
Yes. Yeah. And clearly somebody had made black curtain material and it didn't sell, so they were trying to think of ways to use this material, so they made a suit which Jimmy Smits wore. I mean, it was black, but it had like shiny embroidered flowers. It was just horrible. You had to turn away.
Mm-hmm.
And the dresses, I thought, by and large, were not glamorous, but to the other extreme, where some of them were just downright shabby and ill-conceived.
Hmm, interesting. So the people always want to know, how did the MC do for the night?
Oh, wonderful. You know, I'd love Eugene and Dan Levy. I'm a big fan of the movies. You remember Waiting for Guffman? Those Christopher Guest movies.
Well, I think my first introduction to him was the American Pie movies.
Okay.
And a TV show whose name I don't think I can say on the air.
he's just incredibly funny. And of course, we'll say Schitt's Creek. It was Yeah, it was a legitimate a series,
mm-hmm.
Spelt differently.
Yeah.
Are we going to get canceled?
I don't know.
I just think, and they were just incredibly funny. They were the highlight of the, I thought, of the evening, personally. But the other highlight was Candace Bergen, who was as beautiful as ever, mm-hmm. and very sophisticated. I mean, she really looked great. I don't know how old she is now. She's got to be in her 70s, but she looked great.
Mm.
You know, she came with the message, and I do wish they wouldn't do that. I know I've talked about it before. These award shows are not about giving messages or using it as a pulpit. It's about entertainment. And whether you agree with what she said or not is not really relevant. I think what's relevant is there's a time and a place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And although I love Candace Bergen, I don't really care what her political beliefs are.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that a lot of TV people and even musicians, you can love what they do. Absolutely. And we can meet in the middle there with that, with their medium and talking about the great things that they've done. But when it starts veering off into politics, it's sort of like, I don't know, it's the whole don't things you don't talk around the family dinner table about.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the whole question is, do you agree with high profile people using the pulpit that they have to espouse their political beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hate to get into the Taylor Swift thing, but yeah, I don't think personally. They can have their personal beliefs, and whether you agree or disagree, again, I don't think it's relevant. What is relevant is you watch TV for or listen to performers for entertainment, and I don't think it's right that they should use that position. Now, many people will disagree, I'm sure. But back to the Emmys. Yes, I haven't seen Shogun. I'm not sure. Is FX a paid subscription? If it isn't, then I'll look it.
I'm not sure. I know that FX used to be part of the whole cable network stuff.
The other ones I just have not seen. Mm. Again, the whole thing I thought was anticlimactic. They seem to be very ordinary, again, dressed in a very ordinary way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'm being too critical here.
Too tough on them.
if anybody disagrees, please let me know. but don't we look like, for instance, the Oscars, don't you look for larger than life people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I yearn for the good old days in the 30s when the movie stars didn't have causes. They were just about looking glamorous, making movies, mm-hmm. churning them out as fast as possible. And
maybe having a funny speech, being the speech that people talked about.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, their personal lives were, the studios made darn sure they were kept out of the front pages. So, yeah, again, I remember there were several hideous dresses. There was one lady, I can't remember what show she was with, was wore like sort of like a bell dress, but stopped at halfway. It looked like maybe, the seamstress sort of didn't like the bottom and just cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm being overcritical.
Well, I was watching the opening to the Paris Olympics, and they had a little section in there. It was kind of a homage to, glamour and dresses and fashion. And there was quite a few outfits where even my kids were like, who would wear that?
Yeah. Sadly, the day of men wearing a well-tailored tux. It doesn't have to be necessarily the classical design, but well-tailored and nice bow tie. Now they were wearing all kinds of stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
Suits that looked like they went to the local thrift store.
Well, on that summary, let's move into the...
But what was good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I thought other than that... Some of the speeches I thought were very good. They were short and to the point. Very few messages, again, and heartfelt thanks. But it does get a little repetitious because they have to thank the mother, the father, the husband, the wife, the cast members, the cameraman, and move on. Mm-hmm. So it does get a little repetitious. But if you really have a dog in the hunt, which I didn't, if you really liked the program or wanted to see it recognized, then I can understand. You had a little different perspective, maybe, than I.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is our guest. If you have any questions or comments today, 850-437-1620. Who gave the best speech of the night, do you think?
There was a young lady who was won. I think she won the best actress for Shogun.
Mm.
Very pretty Japanese young lady. Was very well spoken, and I thought was very sophisticated, and I thought it did a very good job.
Nice.
Yeah.
So let's move into the new edition of Pensacola Magazine, hot off the press.
Yes.
So we have a beautiful cover with, it's called Longleaf Pine, a Southern Revival, and beautiful wooded area that somebody took a picture of. Did your staff do that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay.
It's
a very nice photo. I was just curious.
If I read inside, it it will tell us. Put my glasses on here. Photo by Randy Tate. So who is, I think, an independent photographer.
Okay, nice. Well, Randy did a great job. So I know one of the topics highlighted in this edition is looking up and stargazing with Escambia County. Mm. You spend much time stargazing?
You know, I love doing that. There's a program that you can put on, an app that you can put on your phone.
No kidding.
And I'm trying to think of the name of it, but you can, it's called Skyview. I don't have the paid version. I have the light version. And essentially, you can just point your phone anywhere, north, south, east, or west, up or down, and it tells you the name of the stars or the complex.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a twinkle in the sky, you can sort of put your phone on it,
mm-hmm.
and it'll tell you whatever star or whatever.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating. The concept that you look up into the sky and it never ends. There is no end to mm-hmm. the universe. At least I assume there isn't.
Yeah.
Nobody's found it yet. But that concept that you could, if you could live that long, you could travel billions and billions of miles, trillions of miles, mm-hmm. and
never reach the end.
Never reach the end.
Yeah.
And maybe meet yourself in another universe somewhere.
Now we're covering the multiverse.
Yeah, you would think with all of the constellations, there's a pretty good chance there's going to be somebody that's sort of like you somewhere out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So again, I find it fascinating.
Yeah, there's a great article in here about that. Also some great pictures of the Needle Galaxy, a Crescent Nebula, Eagle Nebula. But that really is interesting that there's an app out there, because there's been plenty of times where we're sitting in our backyard and we're looking at the sky and we're like, is that Orion's belt up there? You know, just be nice to have that confirmation.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And you can see, you can find the moon. You can look down. You look sort of as if you were looking straight through the earth, mm-hmm. and you can see what stars are south.
Yeah.
What's the right expression? Off the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Or same, east or west, you can see where the moon is, or obviously see where the sun is at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
But Jupiter, you just, it's fascinating just to sit there outside and just sort of run your camera, your phone around and just spot different constellations. Mm-hmm. I think kids find it fascinating.
Absolutely. Did you spend any time at planetariums growing up?
No, I didn't. Fortunately, I had a fairly austere upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
One of 10 children, so we didn't get to do a lot of great things. My mom was just too busy feeding everybody and having children.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I had a rather uninteresting childhood, I would say. I didn't get to do all those things.
Yeah.
That's why I think kids today have it so great. There's so much at their fingertips
mm-hmm.
with the internet. I just wish we would learn to use it more responsibly.
Absolutely.
I'm very much in favor of banning phones in schools.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Check
them in the morning. And you've got to make some provisions so that obviously if there's a family emergency,
mm-hmm.
there's some means to get a hold of them. But there is no place for phones in the classroom. Absolutely not.
Yeah. My youngest would be opposed to that. She's very addicted to her phone. But I know that there's certainly discussion of that right now in Escambia County. And you're right. They have to have the ability to, if there's a true family emergency, to be able to make that contact.
But I call me a fuddy-duddy, but I think that social media, I think, should be, I don't know what the right age is. Is it 14? But I don't think that kids should be exposed to social media until they're somewhere close, at least, to be able to discern what is fact and what is fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's dangerous for young minds to be, I'm going to say twisted, maybe that's too strong a word, but to be changed by social media.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know my sister had a rule that her kids couldn't be on social media until they were 18, basically.
I don't know if 18 is the right age, but certainly that's great. I think it sort of, I can relate it to when mine were young. I was in the appliance and TV business, so every kid had a TV in their room. The problem was they'd watch their programs and not be part of the family. And that seems to what's happened with social media. They're sort of in their own world with social media, and the family unit is breaking down.
Mm-hmm. Well, my youngest likes to watch pointless videos. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Pointless videos that are Roblox games, basically.
Yeah.
And it's just other people playing Roblox, and you watch videos of that. And I'm thinking, is this really a good use of your time?
Yeah, I can clearly see where kids suffer mentally, because I don't look at Facebook very often, but just from time to time. And sometimes I get notifications a friend has tagged you or some such thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do look from time to time, and I can see where people post having breakfast on the beach and having a wonderful time, and you're sitting at home on your own. You know, you can get what they call it, FOMO, fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that you're not part of. And, of course, they're just there for breakfast, and their life is no more glamorous than yours. We all have our heartaches and setbacks, and we also have our successes.
And usually those don't get highlighted on social media.
No, and that's really, I think, the crux of it.
Mm-hmm.
They only point out when they're having a wonderful bagel at some place on the beach, whatever mm-hmm. it might be. Not that, health issues and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Real life.
Right.
Not that a 14-year-old should be exposed to that necessarily, but I guess the point more is that that they're not exposed to weird things on Facebook. Facebook is relatively tame based on what I can see compared to others, but it's still, I don't think it's good for the young mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's certainly studies coming out now talking about social media and the connection to mental health, so that's definitely a thing for sure. So I know that social media, though, one thing that it has done, and it ties into the magazine here, is there's been a lot of Northern Lights sightings around the country, and so people have been using social media to highlight those astronomical events and being able to show, like, hey, if you can't see it, here's what it looks like. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, social media in its purest form is wonderful. But, of course, we don't see it in its perfect form. It's become... it's become less than perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, onto the magazine.
Yeah.
I'm getting on my soapbox there.
That's okay.
And
it's a fascinating discussion.
I'm probably saying, what's that guy going on about? I do wish he'd shut up and get onto the magazine.
No, so they probably all agree with you.
So
there's also on the next page over from the astronomy stuff is the Happy Trails Explore the Waterways of Northwest Florida.
That's pretty interesting.
You,
are you a camper or a glamper?
Probably closer to a glamper. How about you?
My idea of glamping is a Holiday Inn or the Hilton or whatever. It would be a less than 5-star hotel would be my idea of glam.
Mm-hmm. Well, so back when I lived in Wisconsin, my in-laws, 1 week of summer, because of where we lived, we kind of lived out in a rural area. They would bring their camper out and they would camp in our backyard, which I love because they love camping. So they got to do all their camping stuff. But I got to stay in my house with my own shower and my own bed. Have fun. Take the kids with you.
Yeah. I remember as a kid... camping.
Mm-hmm.
And I came, said, from a family of 10 children, but yet I didn't like lots of people around me. And when you go, I went camping with other people, and it's just too cramped and too, I had that in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted, get away from it, give me space.
Absolutely.
So that I think that's, although just one or two people go camping, I think would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I could do that.
Well, I did some camping as a kid, and actually that's kind of what turned me off, because we had we pitched our tents, and we always had terrible weather, so it would rain. Your your pillow would get all soaked, because we didn't believe in tarps, apparently, back in those days. And, of course, you didn't sleep all night because of the ground, and it was just a whole experience, and that kind of turned me off. But some people like that.
Yeah, as one with nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
absolutely. So the magazine once again talks a little bit about things to do on the Perdido River, Blackwater River, Juniper Creek, Yellow River. Show some people kayaking. That's something that people really seem to enjoy doing around here is kayaking.
Yeah, I've often thought I would try that. That seems like a good exercise for the arms, and you can really get to see places that you from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy kayaking myself. It's something my oldest daughter and I go out and do quite a bit. So,
Maybe I can borrow your kayak.
It's an inflatable one. Are you okay with that?
Just a quick mention.
Mm-hmm.
We have at the back of the section, back of the magazine, a section called On the Market.
Okay.
And that sort of highlights some homes that are for sale and some ideas on what to do to improve your home for sale, etc. And also the business section, business climate, where we highlight local business happenings. However, October is our big business climate issue, which is about downtown. It's a special downtown edition. And we try to cover all of the developments downtown, commercial, residential, businesses. And we've been discussing it a lot the last couple of months, and there is a lot going off downtown in terms of development and proposed development. So that's going to be a really good issue. It enables you to sort of keep on top of what's happening downtown.
Absolutely. Wow. Our time is about to wrap up here soon. Got about a minute left. What are what are some of the main things people need to be watching for downtown in your opinion?
Well, I think it's the hotel against the ballpark, the Hard Rock Hotel. It's a year or two away, mm-hmm. but I think that really is going to be a big catalyst for downtown. And then, of course, what's going to happen across the street on the old sewer works lot? That looks like it's going to be really sophisticated and have retail as well as commercial. And with the hotel there, it's really going to create an area of great development. And of course, the park across the street. It's downtown, as you know, traditionally has sort of been Palafox Street and more to the east. This really opens up the west side a little bit more, the southwest side of downtown along Main Street. So it's really exciting.
Okay, perfect. That does it for your half an hour. Oh, thanks for being here
boy,
today.
Time flies.
Appreciate
having
it.
Fun.
All right, thanks, Malcolm.
Inflammatory language from Democrats.
President Trump needs